During our on-air fund drives, we receive many comments along with pledges from listeners, and of course, during the summer, we hear from visitors as well as residents. Here's a sample from our summer drive, which ended Wednesday night. Donna and Brian Shiro said, "We enjoyed Morning Edition and Science Friday. Great station with a great staff." Mary Stevenson of Myrtle Beach said if she couldn't get her classical music, she would be in a real bind. Suzanne and David Manning of Carolina Shores said what we couldn't get on our New York City station are the wonderful Talk of the Nation and the Diane Rehm Show. Robin and Edward Van Bleet of Supply said, "We really enjoy your programming, especially Diane Rehm, Smooth Landing, and Marketplace, The Splendid Table, and of course Garrison. We'd love to hear more programs like Thistle and Shamrock, and it would be so nice to have our breakfast jazz program on Sunday morning." Brett Herring of Burgaw said, "Sort of a new listener, maybe 5 or 6 months now. Have you on in the car, office, and shower. I really love everything about this station. I'm 42 years old now, so anything hip today is not for me. This is relaxing, entertaining, and funny on Sundays." Norbert Stewart and Catherine Smith of Louisville said, "It's our first time in the Cape Fear, and we are loving your station." Joel and Sue Mensis of Chico, California said, "We come to visit every summer, and we enjoy the station." Sue and Suzanne Jameson of Wilmington said, "We dearly love Jamila, Phil Furia, and all the local arts information. Thanks to everyone involved in helping WHQR become the glorious station it has become." Terry Ross of Hampstead said, "I'm an absurdly loyal listener, so much so that when people complain about programming, or whether you say .913 or not, it gets right up in my nose. Silly? Yes." Elizabeth Rodig of Elizabethtown said, "I've been listening for 23 years since I moved here, and it's the greatest." Ann Pittman of Wallace said, "It's great for giving science news, and as a science teacher at Duplin Early College High School, I use everything I hear in my classroom. You're the best." John Lapachka wrote, "Since moving to Southeast North Carolina this past May, the first thing that I do every morning is to tune in to WHQR. Spring Harkins of Shallotte said, "My job is driving all day, and if it weren't for you guys, I couldn't do it. I'm so happy this area has such a great public radio station." Neil Slode wrote, "This is for my daughter, Sophia, who is very concerned about the trees." Joseph Koboff of Canyon Country, California wrote, "I listen at home in California and glad to find public radio here. I'm working on Iron Man, glad to hear about the trees." Barbara Morgan of Hampstead wrote, "Change is hard to adjust to for any age group, but the most disappointing part of your change is dropping the 2 hours of Science Friday. You do damage to the community because our society is turning into a materialistic, entertainment-demanding world. We need all the science and math out there. I'm a political junkie, and I've been listening to Lake Wobegon for decades." Roy and Penny Patterson wrote, "We're working spouses, passing like ships in the night, who greet each other with, 'Did you hear that story on WHQR? We both love Click and Clack, Wait Wait, Fresh Air, Talk of the Nation, especially Ken Rudin, and the Writer's Almanac. The fact that we do not love every show or story supports the view that you are wide-ranging, broadly informative, and imaginatively entertaining. Continued thanks." Well, thanks to all of you, and we'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send us feedback, as the listeners above did, with your pledge to WHQR.org, or you can send an email message to feedback@WHQR.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.